Blessings, greetings, joy, peace, and love. Welcome, everyone, to Talk Up with Trina podcast. This is your awesome host, the one and only Trina Kirkland, and I am podcasting to you here on this beautiful Tuesday morning. It is about 3 a.m. here in Baltimore, Maryland, United States of America, and it is July the 3rd, 2018, a holiday. Coming up on tomorrow, and everyone will have a chance to get out and be in the heat and have some fun. Just make sure you take all the precautions and look out for one another and stay hydrated. Well, at any rate, it is early a.m. and I had a text crisis line shift tonight. So I just got done with that, and that is just so rewarding to me. I really do enjoy doing that, and I do it. I encourage you to, if you're the type of person that, I mean, you text people when they text in with issues, and you just get to see and feel some of the things that people are going through, which helps us to understand why we need to stay focused on our destiny, on our mission. Our sisters and brothers are hurting bad. We are hurting bad, and we just need to help one another. So we have to stay focused. We can't help somebody if we all worried about what's going on in our lives. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. If we focus on what we are supposed to be doing, God is going to take care of that. Everything else is going to fall in place. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Think about it. Think about yourself. Know what you need, but know that it's going to be taken care of. You take care of God, and God's going to take care of you. With that being said, let me move on, and I will be getting ready to do my reading. And again, I am reading from The Prayer That Changes Everything. It's a book of prayers by Stormy O'Martin. And today's prayer will be, "Because He is My Heavenly Father." And we are just praying today because He's our Heavenly Father. So I'll be right back with the reading and some commentary, some comments. All right. Because He is my Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, I worship You this day. You are closer to me than an earthly father ever could be. Thank You that as my Father, You care about what happens to me. You provide for me, teach me, plan for my future, supply all my needs, and because You love me, You will never let me get away with disobedience to Your rules. Thank You that You have given me the heritage of those who fear Your name, and I have inherited great and eternal riches from You. Psalm 61 and 5. Lord, You alone are my inheritance, my cup of blessing. You guard all that is mine. The land You have given me is a pleasant land. What a wonderful inheritance. Psalm 16:5-6. Okay, because He is my Heavenly Father, we will bless Him. So as I reflected back on because He is my Heavenly Father, these are my main points that I brought out here. He says, You are closer to me than an earthly father ever could be. Now imagine that. Imagine that. Closer than an earthly father ever could be. So what does that mean to me? That means I'm daddy's girl. If my earthly father loved me so much, so much, that He provided, that He took care of me, that He made sure my needs were met. If my earthly father cared for me in that way, imagine how much more my Heavenly Father cares for me. How much our Heavenly Father cares for us. I'm Daddy's little girl. You're Daddy's little girl if you're female. And if you're a male, you're Daddy's boy. You know how daddies walk around with their chest all poked out? That's my boy. That's my boy. That is what God is doing. And on such a much more significant level, he's proud of you. He boasts and brags about you. He sticks his chest out with pride for you, Daddy's little girl. And that's my boy. Yes. That's what he does. Is that not what an earthly father should do? Not what they do, because some of them don't. But the ideal is that they would, that they would care for your children so much that you would lay down your life, which is what God, our Heavenly Father, did for us. He laid down his life for us. What a blessing. How awesome. How wonderful. How loving, caring, how merciful is that? He's full of mercy. Closer than an earthly father ever could be. When we mess up, he doesn't go around and tell the world that we messed up. Oh, and everybody know our secrets between our father and I. Our father comes to us. He speaks to us. Listen to him. Listen. You can hear that still small voice and what it tells you, what it says to you. Listen to him. When we make mistakes, our father, is he going to punish us? Sometimes it depends on the deed, the severity of the deed. Would depend on the severity of the punishment. But he just doesn't punish us for anything. He doesn't reprimand us or discipline us. He disciplines us when we don't obey him. Which is well deserved because we know what we're supposed to do. I might not get an amen, but it's the truth. Anyway, he continues to love us, even when we make mistakes. He is our Heavenly Father. Any loving parent would do the same, but the level to which he does it is so much more significant, so much better, and we know that we can depend on. Can we always depend on our earthly father? Please bear with me as the recording cut off, but I refuse to go back and start over because the things that I said were heartfelt in the moment, and that's the way I want them to be. So as I was saying, can we always depend on our earthly fathers to do what they're supposed to do? Well, no, not always. We know that from looking around. Life gets in the way. Things get in the way. Our earthly fathers have feelings and thoughts and interactions that cause them to do things that maybe even they don't even want to do. But it happens, and we have to move on with that. But our Heavenly Father is not even capable of not loving us or not providing for us. He's not capable of lying to us. And what he said he's going to do, he's going to do. And nothing can separate us from that love. Nothing. When we do bad, God doesn't not love us. He just gives us that gentle discipline, whatever we need to get ourselves back on track. That's what he does. He loves us. He loves us. And you guard all that is mine. Guard all that is mine. Everything. It says you guard all that is mine. Not some of the things that are mine. Not most of the things that are mine. All that is mine. My family. My mother. My sisters and brothers. My children. My spouse. It guards all the people in my lives, my friends, my acquaintances, my anchor listeners. Everybody, he guards all that is mine. And if you are in Christ, he guards all that is yours. We have the same exact privilege because we have the same exact Father who loves us the same but disciplines us according to our needs. Don't forget that. He will never, ever stop loving us. And he guards all that is ours. My. That is wonderful. But anyway, I am going to close out today with this from Matthew 6 and 8. Your Father knows the things you have need of before you even ask him. So like I said earlier, just do what you're supposed to do. Do what you're designed to do. Do what you're destined to do. God has told you, and you know. Some of us don't do it because we're scared. Oh my goodness, that seems like such a big task for me. You're not doing it. God is doing it. Let God. Let go and let God. Let God do it. Just do it. That's what I say to God when he gives me big assignments. I know I'm not good at words like Moses when he was talking to God and he said, I'm thick at tongue. I can't speak. Me, I've never been confident in my voice. But God does. It's God. It's not me. It's God. So I said, God, you do it. Just do it. I throw the Nike symbol in there on him. God, just do it. It's what you say I'm going to do. Just do it. I'll be the vessel. You be the king. But daddy, you got to do that for me. But anyway, you are daddy's girl. And you are daddy's boy. He said, that's daddy's little girl. That's what he says. And when he looks at you, my son, he says, that's my boy. With his chest poked out in pride. Walk in that today, knowing that your Father is proud of you and there is nothing that anybody can do about it. Amen. Amen.